This show is broadcasting live from Detroit Sound Studios above Activate Gaming and is part of the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Hello! Welcome to another episode of the Project Adcast. I'm Andy.
This is Tony.
So we just got done with recording the very serious lead talk by Tony.
Yeah, tried to.
The lead TED talk by Tony.
Lead TED.
Sorry, TEDx, not officially, you know, TED double X.
TED.0.
But when we were talking earlier and we were talking about like crying a little bit, when do you pick up your kid? When do you let them just cry it out? During our intermission for us, you know, week long for everybody else, you were saying that, sorry to break the third wall. You were saying,
that, don't look at the camera
that, so you get left alone with Logan.
Yeah.
How often does that happen?
I don't know. Every once in a while. I mean,
what's the longest period of time?
I don't know. Half a day, full day. I mean,
really? Okay.
And she had her friends in college not too long ago and went out with them for pretty much till late afternoon, so I was with him all day.
And
like yesterday, we went to Red Wings, got my boots shined up, went to Bye Bye Baby, then went to the comic book store.
Now, do you just have them like strapped to your chest this entire time, or?
Oh well, I'll take them out of the car seat and because I'll park in one spot and walk. Because I mean, why get them in, get them out, get them in, get them
right,
out, get them
right,
in,
right.
Get them out.
Yeah.
So I usually use the wrap, but the wrap was stuck in her car, so I had the baby Bjorn, which I'm getting used to. Not a fan of it. I'd rather have the wrap, but yeah, I usually wrap them in some.
What wrap do you use again?
The Catan.
Catan.
Why is everything got a fucked up name? Why can't this be Baby Wrap 0.0?
They got to be unique.
Right.
So you had him in the Baby Bjorn.
Baby Bjorn.
And so he is this face in, face out?
I'm at him face in.
Face in, okay.
It can go either way
when
on
you,
that one.
When you walk around, when his face is in, do you ever worry that he's just like suffocating?
No, because he has a nose. Evolution gave us a nose so we don't suffocate.
But do you listen to make sure? Like, so sometimes when
if he's awake, his head's out and he's like, ooh, shit's going on.
Okay, so
if he's asleep, his head's sideways. And I can kind of hear him.
So he's at the stage where like he can wake. He's awake and he's like aware.
He's got head control.
Gotcha. Yeah. Gotcha. Okay. So we've been putting him in this boba carrier.
Boba Fett.
That attracted me a little bit. We've been putting.
He's got a little sweet backpack and a rocket.
Exactly.
Boba Fett. Where's Boba Fett?
So we've been putting in this carrier, and I think this past week was the first time that I've been left alone with him for an extended period of time. I think before this past
week... Was the house on fire by the end of the
before
day?
Before this past week, the longest I'd been left was like an hour. It was for her to like get her nails done, her haircut. Ashley to get her nails and haircut. And I did fine because it's, you know, it's an hour or whatever. But the first time she left him with me for longer than that, everything... Shit hit the fan, it seemed like. Like, the minute she left, he started crying. And I'm like, I'm trying to soothe him every single way.
I think the first time that happened, I'm like, fucking hell.
Well, I tried to soothe him every way I know, like, could imagine. And nothing was working. And so I was like, okay, I'll give him some formula, you know, because I gave him breast milk. And he was just like, nope, don't want this. Like, not going to make me sleep or be happy or anything like that. He's like, I'll take the damn milk, but I'm still going to be pissed about it. You know? So I was like, I'm going to put him down in this, play place, like his changing table, put him there. He's going to relax, you know, just sit there and he'll cry it out. And this is what I was talking before when I was like, how long do you, you know, at what age do you just try to let him cry it out before you start spoiling them? So he's, you know, approaching 7 weeks last week, you know, 7 weeks yesterday. And so he's sitting there crying out and he's like, just letting them go. And I'm trying to collect myself in the kitchen by making this.
I'm just trying to take a crap, kid.
By making this bottle of formula. And as like I'm heating this bottle of formula because we use like our filtered water from our and so it's cold water. So I got to heat it up a little bit. And as that's happening, I'm like, you know what? I'll be nice. I'll start emptying the dishwasher. And I'm taking the glasses out and putting them in the shelf. And I take one out and it slips out of my hand, shatters all over the place. So now Jesus. I have a hysterically crying baby. I have glass all over the kitchen.
Oops, butter fingers.
So I have to keep my dog and cat away from it. And I have this bottle warming up. And so that's when I reached like my peak of like.
So you're both crying?
I am crying on the, I'm not like crying out on the outside.
It's okay that Mitchie cried.
But I am like just furious in my head. Like I don't.
If you were a baby, you'd shake yourself.
Yeah. I was so just pissed. And the entire time, like, I'll send snaps and everything to Ashley to be like, oh, here he is.
You have to check in.
Being well-behaved. 2 minutes later, here he is crying. And
this is your son acting up.
Why does your son hate me?
Right.
And apparently I did something really mean, which I didn't realize was mean until after the fact, where she was like, oh, he can't be that bad, because I kept on calling him hysterical baby. And so our new Fandangle technology allows us to record sound and send it really easily. So I recorded him crying and sent it to her. And I was just like, this is what he sounds like right now. She wasn't happy about it.
Did you try changing his diaper?
I changed his diaper. So so this is leading into like when your son is crying, what are the stages or what do you go through to try to get him to soothe him?
Okay, so he has three cries.
Okay, so he has specific cries.
I can tell. I don't know if anyone else can. I don't know if Lisa just says yeah to make me shut up.
Yeah, of course that's a.
But he's got I pissed my pants and shit my. Well, you can tell when he shit. You got me piss my pants cry.
Okay.
I got the food cry.
Okay.
I got the I just want to be annoying for no reason cry.
Okay.
You know, just when he's fussy, he's either tired or wants to be picked up, just wants to be left alone. You know, he's got the I'm just pissed cry.
Yeah.
You know, so I can usually tell if it's a feed cry, cool. Sometimes I'll be like, oh shit, well, it's been 3 hours. Let's get you 6 ounces of formula. He eats 2 ounces and he's fucking out. It's like, well, you shithead. usually we keep it around for an hour or two and he wakes up, we feed him. Or he'll be completely out and I'll go to move him to the swing and he's like, ah, it's like, dude.
You ever have him in the swing and you're trying to feed him while he's swinging?
No.
No.
I tried feeding him in the bouncy chair. That was kind of annoying. But no, it's either food, piss, or just fussy.
Yeah.
And when it's fussy, it could be a little bit hard. Sometimes we just gotta switch off, and she takes him. He's fine. I'll take him.
Oh yeah,
he's fine.
Yeah. When you both are home, it's you spend some time like trying to get him to soothe them, and then if I hit a point, I'll go, okay, tag, you're in.
And well, it's not so much tag you're in. Just he just wants to be held by somebody else. Well, or he wants to watch me make stupid faces at him and
well, instantly
be held.
It seems like instantly I'll hand him to my wife and he'll stop crying. Yeah. And it's just like, you know what? Fuck you, kid.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I helped make you too.
Well, I get the one. He'll fucking give me the grimace. And I'm like, you little shit.
Yeah.
So I'll tickle him until he pees and make her change. No.
So when he gives you the food cry, you make a bottle and you feed him.
Yep.
When he gives you the dirty diaper cry, you change his diaper, and does when you do that, does he instantly stop crying, or do you have to like pick him up and like bounce him a bit or something?
I'll be making stupid faces and jokes with him and he'll start laughing and he's usually good, and usually he's kind of up and he wants to play at that point, or you can kind of, you know, rock him a bit till he goes to sleep. Or what I do is I'll put him in the bouncy chair because I have a hard time kind of holding him and getting him to go to sleep. But I'll put him in a bounce chair and, like, you know, look at him and go, hey, boo, yeah, and, you know, bounce it with my foot. And he's usually, like, doing the, fucking out, you know.
Yeah,
so, yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's those times. That hasn't happened recently, thank Jesus. But, I mean, there's times when he would just cry for no, and there's nothing he could do. I would just sit there and just hold him until he stopped.
So I've been told that the apex of a kid's, like, crying is the 5-6 week range, like
those people are assholes and liars.
No, it's more of like
just for no reason crying.
For no reason crying, I think.
Then I think we're past that. I mean, the like he's a
we just passed that. We're barely past that.
There's still a couple drops of milk left in the gallon.
My worst days were like the 5 and 6 weeks because he would just wail. He would do that cry where it's that, but it was more like that.
Yeah, he's running out of cry, but he still wants to cry.
Yeah. We're like in his my Ashley would just say, "Oh, look at the little tomato face," because his face just turns so red because he
tomato face.
He can't hit that high of pitch that he's trying to. You know?
Calm down, Christina Aguilera. We'll put you to bed.
Because so what I've come to find is one thing doesn't always fix or soothe him.
No, everything's every baby's different. So,
but what I
find out what works best for your baby.
Well, what I found works best for Holden is he loves being bounced. Like up and down bouncing, and he appreciates it more when you hold him away for me, at least hold him away and bounce him,
get away far from you as possible,
like almost to the point sometimes
I want to touch you but the farthest away from you as possible.
Like if there was a meter of like you're shaking him too much, it's probably like I feel like it's on that spectrum. But he loves it. Like he'll stop crying and he'll just look at you and be like, do it more.
I can do it like where I lift him up because he's got head control now. Like I lift him up and I do the Superman. Loves it. But then like sometimes he's like he's just really hungry or really pissy and he'll just be like,
I'll lift him up to do the Superman and I'll bring him back down. He'll look at me and be like, that was the scariest thing that I've ever witnessed. Don't ever do that again. And then I'll do it again and he'll be like, ugh. He'll like he has a specific face when you lift him above your head. It's
maybe don't lift him above your head.
I feel bad, but I think it's hilarious. But yeah, so the bouncing up and down. But one thing that he's really fond of is actually Meghan Trainor music.
Meghan Trainor.
Yep.
Your baby's all about that bass.
All about that. No treble.
No treble.
No treble.
Just bass.
So thanks to Amazon Prime, I have Amazon Music on my phone, and Meghan, both of her albums are free on Amazon Music.
Of course, you're a Prime member. 'Cause they suck.
Hey, so
except for your baby, he's a fan.
So he's.
I'm gonna get him a Meghan Trainor onesie.
He's a diehard Meghan Trainor fan.
Holy shit! That sucks for you.
I don't mind it.
Bet you don't.
Honestly, Ashley and I went to a Meghan Trainor concert a year ago. So
that's where he was conceived, eh?
So yeah, whenever he gets super like cry, it's like, okay, let's dance around. We'll put on Meghan Trainor, turn it up, and we'll basically just start dancing around with him. And he chills out. Like he doesn't fall asleep, but like
that's not the worst one I've heard.
He stops crying. And he just like his eyes are open. And he's just like bouncing around like,
Jesus.
But it seems like mostly her fast songs he likes. And I've tried this with other music. He likes up tempo music. So like
he's real, a big Bruno Mars fan. Real 24 karat.
Yeah. Like real snappy music. But like I've played slower, say Bruce Springsteen or Billy Joel music that I think is
That would make me cry too.
Really good. And like it'll go from, you know, really snappy like Meghan Trainor, Bruno Mars to like Thunder Road or something by Bruce Springsteen. And he'll
that'd make me lose my shit too, Holden. Don't worry.
And I'll try to like sway him to the music and he'll be like, no.
Playing Little Pink Houses. Everyone loves Little Pink Houses.
What's Little Pink Houses?
You never heard of Little Pink Houses?
I'm not a music guy.
Jesus fucking Christ. Well, look up Little Pink Houses, play it at the end of the podcast, see if he likes it.
Okay. I will. I will try that when I get home, because I guarantee when I get home, he'll either be sleeping or
crying.
That's
John Cougar Mellencamp's Little Pink Houses. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
That's right. Or
did
John
Cougar. Did you think it was the boss?
No, I just know he's in that genre of shitty 80s rock.
Hey, he's in that genre of like good 70s shitty 80s rock.
Yeah, poor bastard.
But so we got a swing. We got the like the whoosh, you know, east to west swing. Sorry for my sound effects. And he doesn't seem like you. So I talked to you about it beforehand, and you were like, "Oh, just get the simple
just get a swing. Fucking swing.
Just get a swing." You know, we put we put Logan in there.
Well, most of them are east to west and north to south. You can switch them like 90 degrees.
Yeah. This is. But so we've put him in there and he doesn't see, like we've put him in there.
I heard you said he lost his shit. I was like, I made him buy a swing.
he lost his shit. Yeah, he was calm. We put him down and we turned the swing on and he was calm for like maybe a minute and then he was like, nope, I'm
done.
I'm done with this shit.
We couldn't get him out of that swing for the first 2 months.
Pick me up. Hold me. Really?
Yeah, he loved it. That's how we slept. We bought another swing for upstairs so we can go to bed at night.
Wow.
Nothing was on. I couldn't sleep without the vamped, vamped, vamped.
Well, that's in our bedroom. The rocker makes that noise. So we've all we have a sound machine like a
White noise.
Yeah. He can't... I don't know if he can't sleep without it, but we've just always had it on.
Yeah, I always think those things are such the worst sound quality, so I never put them on. I'd rather have my phone speaker on than those things.
I think it helps.
It's freaking 8-bit sound. Jesus Christ, Mario sounded better than those sound machines do.
I think it helps, though, because we'll put him to sleep in the bedroom, and then it'll be like 8 o'clock, and it's like, I'm not going to sleep at 8 o'clock, so when I'm out in the living room, I think all the white noise and everything helps kind of drown out.
Put you to sleep?
Well, it helps drown out all the noise from him, so we don't wake him up.
Right.
Bedtimes. Do you have an established bedtime? Like, he's, you know, Logan's getting into, he's almost 5 months, right?
Yeah, 5 months and a couple weeks.
Yeah.
So depending on how he's eating, usually I'll have a bottle about 8 or so and kind of nap.
Yeah.
And then we go to bed about 9:30. We'll do our routine, you know, get him his jammies if he's not already in them.
Do you do a dream feed with him?
Dream feed?
So this, I don't know if it's a thing. Ashley told me it's a thing. This is what she calls it. We do, so... We put him to bed around 8:30. We give him a bottle, try to put him in bed. We stay up maybe till 10 o'clock. Before we go to bed, she will pick him up, change his diaper, and give him another bottle or breastfeed him, and then put him back to sleep. And most of it, he is completely just out the entire time.
Right.
Like, he'll eat, like, he'll suck. It's not like we're just throwing... Right. Formula
squirt,
or
squirt,
anything
squirt.
Down his throat, but like he'll semi wake up for that, but he's sleepy, and then we put him back, and that's when we've got him to sleep like 6 hours straight.
Right, because it's a routine. Mm-hmm. You know, that's same, it's similar to what we do. You know, like 8:30, we'll, you know, we're, you know, 8:30 has a bottle. He takes kind of a nap, and then go upstairs about 9:30, depending on how tired we are.
Yeah,
and then because we get up at fucking 5 a.m. So
ridiculous,
right? So then we'll, you know, do our little routine, and he's usually out unless he's fussy or pissy or sick.
Yeah.
Yeah, same thing. I don't know if that's called the dream feed or not. I mean, it's not like we're giving him peyote.
We're not giving him peyote.
Well, it means dream feed. Sounds like some 60s shit.
It does. It does, doesn't it? I think it's one of those.
Play Little Doors. Get some organ music going. Hey, he's the green bean after all.
We're giving him a bottle of ayahuasca. That's what we're doing.
Half Benadryl, half breast milk.
That's the new age ayahuasca.
Sleepy baby. He doesn't wake up for like 12 hours. It's great.
It's awesome.
Is he supposed to be that limp?
Now, when you were growing up, did you have a bedtime?
I'm sure I did. I don't remember. So I try to block out my younger years.
This is something I've been thinking about. I was like, when I was growing up, I feel like my bedtime, and Mom, feel free to correct me because I know you're listening. I feel like my bedtime
was like
8 o'clock or something.
I kind of think mine was like 7 or 8 too, because I the only memory I really remember is being young going, it's fucking light outside. Why am I going to bed?
Exactly. It's like, I want to watch The Simpsons. Right. You know.
Well, I'm not that young.
I want to watch Fox's, you know, Thursday night lineup.
Foxes. I want to watch TGIF, Ma. I want to see what Urkel does this week.
Right. So, like, on school nights, it was like, oh, you got to go to bed by 8.
And how old are you? Jesus Christ.
I was notoriously bad at waking up.
Me too, but I could have went to bed at freaking 4 p.m. I'd still have trouble waking up. I still do. Are you kidding me?
So, with Holden now, it's like, it seemed we don't have a set time. Like, it's always up to him on when he's hungry and fussy and everything.
Right.
So we try to do it between 8 and 9. We give him
a feed. I think
so.
We set that routine at 9:30 just so there's somewhat of a routine. We can either, you know, move it forward or back depending, I guess, on the time. But yeah, my wife's friend was very strict of like going to bed like at 6, and they had to do a bath and they had to do this. It's every day at 6, and it's like, okay.
Well, I've heard. You know, I've seen it both ways. You know, I've seen a couple where they didn't really have a bedtime, and if the kid was up, then
older and more, you know, aware, like self-aware, I think we'll probably have more of a stricter bedtime,
the
like at a certain time.
But
like right now, it's
yeah.
I don't know. I mean, as long as he's getting enough sleep, everything seems to be going good.
Yeah.
But I mean, he sleeps pretty much, you know, half the day, anyways. You know, he's still in that phase of childhood, so it's good. I think when he's more awake and, you know, again, more self-aware, more active, then we probably transition into more earlier bedtime or earlier routine. So
okay.
I mean, I mean, fuck, it's like when people ask you the question, how's being a dad so far? It's like, well, dude, it's kind of an evolving thing, you know? So I think this is more of an evolving thing, you know,
right.
Feel it out, see what the kid's doing. I mean,
like, do you get that asked a lot at work? Like, how is it?
How's not at work, because I work with a lot of young kids who hate kids. So,
you're a dad? Gross.
Yeah, right? Ugh, we should have pulled out.
Why is this old guy working with us?
Yeah, right. Although I've been getting, wow, you're that old? I thought you were younger, and that makes me feel a little better about life. But
what, are you just like dropping beer knowledge on them, and they're like, wait, how old are you?
Right.
You're not in your 20s?
No, I was talking to one of the girls at work. She's like... We were talking about something, and she's like, oh, no, I'm 30. Well, I thought you were younger. She's like, oh, yeah, I was like 37. She's like, Jesus Christ. I'm like, I will take that as a compliment. But no, I'll get it from, like, random old people every once in a while. It's like, how's being a dad? I'm like, if you would like to know if I'm enjoying fatherhood, yes. Well, how's being a dad? Sit the fuck down and listen to the podcast, because I'm not going to fucking expound for 5 hours on how shitty of a question that is. Yeah, it's like, you're a parent and you're old. You should fucking know that's a dumb question. You know, young people without kids, that's a good question. Old people with kids, stupid question.
I feel like I go to work all the time and people always ask me, like, oh, how is he? How's being a dad? Like, how is it?
See, how's being a dad's a good one. Or not, hold on.
How is he?
Or no, well... How are you enjoying being a dad? I think it's a good question.
Yeah.
How is being a dad is kind of a dumb question.
I love being a dad. I fucking hate.
Yeah.
Sometimes I want to tear my hair out, to
right.
be honest with you.
Yeah. If you have a kid and you ask that question, you're a fucking retard. If you're not a parent and you ask that question, you're validated. Because you know damn well how crazy this shit is.
Yeah. I fear sometimes that I became during the first 4 weeks of having Holden, that I became one of those dads when I was like, oh, how is it? Is he, you know, terrible keeping you up? How's the sleep? And I'm just like, no, sleep's great. He's been real good.
I think it's like the how you doing question from the random person in the office. Like, I'm fine, bye. Because you don't want to talk with him. You know, it's...
Yeah, I get those questions a lot. It's like, it's good, but I don't have a reason to, like, leave the area. And so it turns into an awkward interaction. Where he's like, how is it? It's like, good. Oh, you're still here? You want me to expand on that? And then they're just like, I love
just
being
keep
a parent.
Keep a picture of a poo diaper on your phone. Be like, this is how it is. And just hold it up to their face directly.
Have you had any blowouts yet? Besides the Frogger?
We have not had any blowouts other than some like small squeakers. But daycare has had some blowouts.
So daycare has to deal with your baby shit.
So bad they had to bathe them the other day.
Oh, jeez.
And then triple bag the outfit he came in.
Triple bag seems a bit too much.
I don't know. I didn't see the outfit, and I didn't want to go see it.
You didn't examine the evidence.
It was a Spider-Man romper, so I was a little sad about that.
Aw, that's a bummer.
Yeah, but whatever.
Yeah.
What if these clothes are super disposable right now?
We had one of our onesies buttons break. First one.
Like he popped out of it,
no,
or it was
no,
just
no,
a
no.
shitty
like,
button?
I think it was just a shitty button.
Yeah, we got a hand-me-down, had some shitty buttons. It's like, when will these things button?
This is a brand new from probably like a Target or something.
Target?
It was like a Detroit Tigers onesie.
Oh, well, that's your problem, Detroit Tiger.
I'm neither here nor there.
Fail baseball. Well, I'm just talking about the shitty season
what
apparently everyone's been talking about.
What if I said it was a Red Wings onesie?
Oh, that's their shit, too.
Rebuild.
Right. A little Caesar's a onesie. arena.
Yeah. When are those going to be? When are we going to have Project Dad onesies?
I don't know. You set up that website you sent me. It had stickers and shit.
I know. I'm going to
order some. We should get Big Mad next week and put on our car.
I'm going to print a couple.
I
want a
throw pillow.
You want a throw pillow?
Fuck no.
I was going to buy some stickers and a notebook to take all my notes on.
There you go.
That's our nice, cool logo. Right. So if you like our logo... I think it's...
Drawn by Mark Dudley.
Thank you, Mark Dudley.
Yeah, thank you, Mark Dudley.
It's
Imaginos.
It's on like...
Follow him on Twitter.
Redbubble.com/people/projectdad.
Oh, man, that falls off the tongue better than that lead one.
We'll put it in the show notes. Make it easy for everyone to click and buy some Project Dad merch. Yeah. So you got anything else?
Let's do this. If someone actually emails us other than Lisa...
Oh, yeah, Lisa we'll says you're rockets in the trash and call us a bunch of dumbasses.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Send me that email. I want to rub it in your face.
So, Lisa, if you're listening, I'm reading. just so you know.
Oh, you know, she told me she sent you another one. Did he send it to you? I'm like, no. Yeah, so you got to forward me so I can rub it in her face or something.
Okay, I guess I will.
But yeah, let's do this. Whoever like emails us a good dad story gets a free sticker.
Yeah, if you email us at projectdadcast@gmail.com, we will send you a sticker of our logo.
Nice. Or so. A throw pillow.
Or a throw
pillow. No, stickers are cheaper. Stickers are cheaper, sticker.
Yeah.
You don't get a throw unless pillow. It's a really good story.
We could take a throw pillow from the Salvation Army and throw one of our stickers on there, I guess.
Oh, that's gross.
We'll wash it in lead paint.
This pillow's crusty.
But yeah, we'll post on, you know, check us out. Facebook, it's Project Dad. Twitter, Project Dadcast, and send all your fun or not so fun parenting stories to projectdadcast@gmail.com to interact with us, and we'll read them on the air as is, and
make fun of you online.
Yeah, we'll definitely make fun of you. Also, go on iTunes, throw us a review. We got 2 reviews up there right now. Thank you very much.
From people we know, probably.
hard yes. But yeah, go on iTunes. Project Dad, it's great. And thanks again, Podcast Detroit, for including us on your network. Go on over to podcastdetroit.com and check out all their fun podcasts like IT and the D.
Yeah, if you get past your 20-minute intro.
Yeah, just skip through that and get to the meat of the thing.
Right.
So yeah, thanks again for listening. Thanks, Ashley.